Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Using My Keys Broadcast. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful for another opportunity to come and share. We are extremely excited tonight that we have a very special gift. A gift. We have a gift, not a guest. We have a gift on tonight that will be sharing with us. She is, I'm going to call her what I feel in my spirit. She is a bestseller author. She is releasing her first book on July 4th. It'll be available on Amazon. I'm speaking of Avril Somerville, a precious gift. She is a gift. Praise God. We're going to start this in just a few seconds, but God, we come to you now just thanking you and praising you for this opportunity to come and share. God, we thank you for the work that you've begun. We thank you for the expectation of that which you will complete. We ask now, Father, that you would just free flow through us, speak through us, and speak to us. God, that we will be able to understand her journey and apply what she's done, what she's lived, what she's learned to our very own journeys, that we would all get to that expected place in you. Father, we thank you for this, and we count it done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So again, ladies and gentlemen, our gift for tonight, Avril Somerville. Avril, thank you for joining us this evening.
Good evening, world. Good evening to the empowerment place. Thank you, Minister Valerie Burwell, for having me on your show. It is always an honor for me to be in the house. I call the world my sanctuary. So wherever I am, I'm hoping and trying my best to be a church unto myself. And in order to serve, I ask that God direct our conversation so that they are truthful and transparent. And that they bless somebody else in the process of listening. So allow me to share a little bit of a journey of life on purpose with you. It is my first published book. It will be available on Amazon on July 4th, but you are welcome to pre-order it for your Kindle or your Kindle app as of now. But my mission in writing this book and in becoming a publisher, Summer Empress Publishing, is to embrace and validate yet another narrative through courageous and transparent truth-telling. My goal is that women who read this book will be touched or moved somehow through empathetic writing, through transparent writing on subjects such as creativity, love, womanhood, community, race, and identity. So I am a publisher. I'm a writer and a speaker of this book called A Journey of Life on Purpose. And essentially, A Journey of Life on Purpose is about life, womanhood, sisterhood, spirit, and the challenges of race and identity that every woman should read. It meets needs, and it delves into many of the questions that women have or encounter in their everyday and often quieter moments. It's about motherhood and authentic relationships. It is a perfect gift for that special woman or sister friend in your life. Women often wrestle with questions regarding spirituality, their connection to spirit, or a higher being, and accountability to their own gifts. Ultimately, this book is about them owning their transformation and their ability to transform life all about them, whether it be in their parenting, romantic relationships, sister circles, and other intimate and social settings. It's about uncovering our purpose as women. Valerie, what questions do you have for me this evening?
As you were just sharing all of that, it just came to me how relevant this work is for where we are, much in our own lives, but as a family, as a community, as the body of Christ, as these United States, as the world, we are facing so many different things that we're seeing in the news and reading in the news that they may be happening somewhere else, but somehow it's having an impact where I am at that very present moment. So as you were sharing about the different things that your writing encompasses, it's a blessing because, you know, we don't always have the opportunity to open up to someone and be creative. We're not all in a place where we're experiencing the truth about what love is. Yes, we have womanhood, but some of us really don't understand what being a woman is really about. We have race issues constantly being brought to the forefront, and we know that some of these things are subdued and people try to sugarcoat and cover what they really feel, but this stuff is coming to the surface now. And our identity, knowing who we are and functioning as God has placed us in the earth to function, some of us are still very lost in that. So for this writing to come forth, I'm excited. But you shared with us your mission, Avril. Can you tell me, you know, the mission sort of speaks to it, but was there a greater passion? Was there an incident or something that happened in your life that sort of gave you the passion or motivation to really bring this to life?
Well, I had always been writing. As a child, I was always writing. I think my earliest memory of writing scores of poetry was probably when I was 10, when I first moved to New York City from the Caribbean, and I listened to a lot of hip-hop, and I actually appreciated it and still do. I appreciated the opportunity to write words that rhymed and do a lot of wordplay and kind of find my own cadence and my own voice in writing books and writing poems into books just to, as a solace, as an outlet when I felt a great sense of displacement coming to America and not necessarily feeling embraced by the Black communities that I eventually migrated to. Feeling a little out of place forced me to find an outlet that spoke to me and that felt safe. And writing was that for me, and just stayed with me all along. And throughout all of my moves, my relocations, I'm a wife and I'm also a mother of three children. I've moved different places. It was the one portable thing. Even though I've moved from different jobs and assumed different roles in my life, motherhood was one constant. Being a wife was another constant. Writing was a constant, but it was creative. It allowed me to play with words in the forms of poetry and personal essays and spoken word. All of that was very exciting. But one of the things I think writing gave me a connection to were the hymns of my grandmother. My grandmother was my first woman faith influence. She was a warrior in her own right. She worked arduously in the home. She was a bartering woman. So a lot of times while she did not always work outside of the home, she was quite resourceful and quite industrious. And she spent a lot of time in her woman's circles exchanging her gifts for the things that she needed for the family. And I was always very encouraged by that, by her example. And while I was trying to find my own purpose as a mother and a wife, I kept reaching back to her. I kept remembering her industriousness. I kept remembering her resourcefulness. And I remembered her example and how much of a pillar of faith she was and how much of a constant she was in my own upbringing. And I thought, you know what, I want to give validation to that narrative. That's also a very important part of my identity. That became an important part of my identity as I evolved as a wife, as a mother, as a creative, as a person in my community. So in writing the stories, I find myself constantly and effortlessly giving credibility to people like my grandmother and the women who took care of us, the women communities in which I was raised. So that my mission, when I say my mission is to unleash yet another narrative, it is not singular. It doesn't represent a monolith or a broad brush of Black people in America. It is one woman's story, which is mine. There are no two stories that are identical. I would like to have that space. This book is asserting that space that though many of us may look alike, though many of us, whether it's through race, whether it's a group of women who are all women, we don't all have the same story, but we can still find community with each other. But part of finding community with each other is to be full of each other's differences and different gifts we bring to the table. It is not meant to be a work that is the authority on race or identity. It is what I have found about my identification as a Black woman, immigrant, creative in America, and what I have come to understand to be who I am in this canvas.
Right.
So my mission is to authenticate, validate, and create resonant stories through truth-telling. So if I tell my story truthfully, if this is not an autobiography, but it definitely is a memoir of sorts, because the story, the personal, the essays are personal, the poems are personal, they are all written through in that creative space that felt very urgent. So I write as I am led. If I feel a certain conviction on something, then I write it, and then I spend time with it, and I ask, Spirit, what are you trying to do with this work, God? What is it that you're trying to get me to bring forward in this work? And until I feel like I've done it justice, then I won't stop writing it. But this is really meant to not necessarily empower women, but to say, yes, your story is also important, and there's no reason why you can't write your own perspective. There's no reason why you can't unleash your own narrative. There's no reason that it has to fit into what everyone else has cut out for you. So I hope that the season resonates.
What you said, but I have to differ with you in that you said this book is not necessarily to empower, but it is.
It does. So, I mean,
It does, because how many women that may be listening now or may listen later tonight or tomorrow or whenever, all of us have a story, Avril.
Yes,
all
absolutely.
Of us have experienced something in our lives that if we were to share it, we would be able to be a part of the fabric that indeed makes this world a better place. But if we don't see the courageous steps of an Avril Somerville releasing what's been inside of her and now giving birth to something that's tangible, if we don't get to experience that and to see that and to be in that moment with you, then that's going to strengthen me to go ahead and just get your fingers to move in. That stuff is bottled up. Go ahead and release it. Avril did it, and now she's paving the way.
And then someone else can too. That's correct.
Yes.
And the thing about it, absolutely, the thing about it is that, and perhaps let me clarify, when I say it's not necessarily written to empower, let me clarify that. We all have our power.
Yes.
And my goal is, my hope is that in writing this and someone reading this, that it resonates with the person, that it, the power within that person is turned on. You know what I mean? I think that we all have a certain power in us. We all have a certain light in us. But for some reason, we have listened to the tapes of our past. We have listened to the judgment. We've listened to the shame. And we've given those so much props in our lives that we don't move forward in our life. We don't move forward in our power. We don't own it. We don't claim it. We act as if we don't possess it. You know, so in essence, we've told ourselves that our stories are not important to tell. And a lot of times we only tell the parts of our story that might sell, that we think might sell. You know, we don't salvage our true and most authentic stories. We don't tell those because we think that they're either not worth sharing. I just met a woman a few minutes ago and I was dropping off my children, and she said, well, I didn't know you were a writer. You know, I need to tell my husband because he has quite a story to tell. And I was trying to encourage her to tell her own story. I said, as we all do, I'm sure you have a story that you have even been witness to his story and his own healing. You have an incredible story to tell, you know. So
you
know, I try to encourage people to do that. And if they don't know how to write it, you know, there's always someone that can help them write it. But I think going through the process of writing, going through the writing process itself, like I experienced in writing this, is that you do heal. You don't encounter certain truths about you until you approach that page. You think you know a lot about yourself until you start writing. And then when you write certain words and then they start to spill out of you, you recognize that there's some things that you still have to work through. And there's some things that you just have been buried all along. You know, when I write, like when I wrote some essays in this book, in a section of this book titled Yearning, Once a Mother, Twice a Child. In that particular section of the book, there's some, too much away, but there's some, there's talk of yearning. That is an emotion that many of us have had that we can all relate to. It's a transcendent feeling when you yearn for something and it's not within reach. And it's like a belly-aching hunger, a thirst for something that's not tangible, but you know that if you have it, you know that you'll be satisfied. You know, that is something that most people can relate to, longing, missing someone, having places that seem to be have been left unnurtured, you know, and abandonment, maybe estrangement. When I go to the page and I think I'm writing about something, but something else comes up and I realize, wow, I never asked myself this question. I didn't realize I felt this way. And then the healing takes place. So therapy is important apart from writing, but writing itself provides some of its own therapy. It's not a replacement for professional services, but it's definitely part of it, part of the therapy, you know. So yes, I do hope that I help to turn on the power that a lot of women already have in them by showing them evidence that this can be done. And it's not just that you want it badly enough, but if it's been birthed in you, then you're going to release it. You won't rest easy until you give birth to it, until you've gone through the labor of it and then you've delivered it into the world.
And I think, too, that you mentioned healing briefly, but I wonder with you, because I know with me, and you know, here at Empowerment Place, I'm very transparent about life and the things that have affected me. But I know that with me, and what you're sharing about this journey on purpose, I feel that there have been times that I have probably aborted phases of what God had planned to do through me. You know, you talked about the yearning and having heard different things from different people about your worth and your ability to thrive and what God has called you to. I can't say that what caused me to abort was what anybody else said about me, but it was more about what I was saying about myself. So as I listen to you share, as I listen to you share now concerning some of the writings that are in the book, I had a moment of enlightenment again that, you know, therapeutically, if I start getting this stuff out of my, getting it out, and I think about some exercises I've done with children before about write down how you feel and now let's just destroy it. And they were like, okay, cool, that's done. But with us, especially with women, we internalize this stuff so much so that we neglect fulfillment of what God placed us in the earth to do.
And we're afraid
the guilt of that. The guilt of that then sits on us on top of the fact that we've abandoned and aborted. Now we've got guilt.
Yes. And so, that guilt will haunt you. You cannot move forward with that guilt. It's a weight. It becomes a weight. Yes. It becomes too heavy. You know, I talk about that briefly in this book. It becomes too heavy a burden to bear. You cannot be a blossoming creative artist or writer, whatever you call yourself. Once you find out what your purpose is, you cannot be effective at that when you're carrying that weight around. It will stifle you. It will become poisonous. It's like arsenic. And you have to release it. I mean, and part of doing it is through the writing process. It is, like I said, mm-hmm. it's not therapy by itself, but it's part of how we can heal. And we have to mm-hmm. stop giving so much power to what everybody else says about us, and we have to start moving forward authentically and transparently without being afraid of getting it wrong. And I think one of the things that I wrote about was we often wait for this perfection. You know, we have this standard. Mm-hmm. We have this idea that there's some audience. And the truth of the matter is most people don't know or don't care.
Right.
You know, they're all also trying to get it right. You know, and when we dare to give our stories legitimacy, when we dare to give our struggles legitimacy and start to not just write about it but to tell about it, then we give other people the courage to show up. We give other people permission to say, hey, you know, I've gone through that, you know, and I really appreciate you sharing truth with me. I really appreciate you telling me that because now I feel like I can make it through. Now I feel like I can write something, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
it's not the
mm-hmm.
hardest thing in the world. I mean, you know, we all are writers to some degree because we write, yet all of us are not committed to the craft of writing. But it's not about that. It's about being authentic. It's about owning what we know about ourselves and working to know the rest so that we can
mm-hmm.
contribute to this, to where we are and who we speak with. Everything begins with a conversation, whether it's with a conversation or an encounter, whether it's first with ourselves. And though it doesn't end there, the ones we have with
yeah.
ourselves, you know,
mm-hmm.
where we do the me work, and after we've done the inner work of uncovering our own biases, our own truths, our own inhibitions and motivations, our outlook on matters, those matter first. And if we are to ever have meaningful dialogue with others, then we have to have those conversations. So one of the things I've always said is conversations are like seeds. So plant them where you want to grow. Make them count. Every conversation you have with someone is not going to be a game changer or paradigm shifter,
mm-hmm.
but plant the seed, and I think we have to be careful about the seeds that we plant and the lies that we tell ourselves.
Yes.
About
yes.
ourselves.
Yes.
You
yes.
know?
And I got to laugh right there.
Can't.
Yeah, because
yeah.
we do that too often. We lie to ourselves about ourselves.
Right.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. You
right,
okay?
Right.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm, yeah,
well,
I'm
enough.
Good.
Right. Yeah, either
but
that
on the inside,
or
you're going,
enough,
oh, my God,
enough.
What am I going to
yeah.
do? I can't take this anymore. And as soon as someone's, are you okay? Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's not. We have work to do. And I think there's nothing sexier than the confidence that you walk with when you know that you've done the story justice, but you have done everything that you could to bring your story forward, and you've been courageous, and that you
mm-hmm.
don't claim to have all the answers. I think that's very courageous when you claim, you don't claim to have all the answers. I don't claim to have all the answers.
Right.
I've worked on me,
right.
and I continue to work on me, and I will have to own my stuff. You know,
yeah.
it's
yeah.
not for everyone
yeah.
else to say you're good. It's not for everyone
right.
else to say you're good. It's for you to say, I've done the work.
Right.
I believe I know what my purpose in this life is, and I need to be obedient to that. I need to be true to that.
Yeah.
It's the
yeah.
same reason
yeah.
why there's, you know, lots of stories out there. No two stories are identical, but, to, you know, you can resonate with someone else based on where they are, where they
mm-hmm.
are in their own personal life.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I hope this book does that for someone. I hope that when women read
we
it,
know
they understand
this book. We know this book will. Okay, finish it. We know this book will.
This book will bless women who read it. This book will help women to understand the primacy of their creative space. Women, I don't care if you're writing on a napkin, write it on a napkin. Get the stuff out. The more you get stuff out of you, the better you will feel. The better you'll be able to be a vessel. The better, the more receptive you'll be to do the work that you're supposed to do. So better out, I say better out than in. women will be blessed by this mm-hmm. book because they'll understand better about what authentic relationships require, the transparency that's required in friendships with your girlfriends, with your mothers, with your own daughters, and your mm-hmm. husband, or, you know, your significant other. So women will be blessed by it. It's a book that women need to read. Gives some very interesting perspectives on race and identity. It's not something that is necessarily, making mainstream news. But I think what people will find when they read it is that there are several nuances and nuanced definitions of what race and identity look like, what womanhood looks like. And there's some things that might challenge our traditional thinking on womanhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I'm very excited about sharing it with the world. Very excited.
Yeah, I'm excited equally. So in writing this and finally getting it published, where was the aha moment for you? Where was that moment that it just felt like, oh, yay? What was that? What was that moment? When was it? How did that feel?
When I stopped being afraid of getting it wrong, I felt liberated in the process. I said, wait a minute. Why do I – what's the standard again?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I started really to explore the question. I said, you know what, be true to the writing. Get an editor, and I did. Get a cover designer, and I did. And I feel very good about my editor. I feel very good about the cover work. I feel proud of it,
mm-hmm.
and that's what mattered to me.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter so much what everyone else said. I stopped caring what everyone else thought. And
right.
I said, there's a gift in me. There's something in me to be shared. And the more I wait on it, the more I hold somebody else up from being blessed by it. And I stopped caring about getting it wrong. And I that was very freeing for me. I stopped comparing
mm-hmm.
myself to others. And I think that's a tendency that most of us have if we were very transparent about it, you know.
Yeah.
There is no,
yeah.
you know, the only audience for this book, not the only audience, but the primary audience for this book is women. Women,
mm-hmm.
creatives, and mothers.
Right.
And
right.
women who are constantly looking for meaning and purpose in their lives. And women
mm-hmm.
who are looking for clarity on some issues that they may never have thought of from the more empathy muscle of things. And one of the things that I do in this book, I find to be an undercurrent in this book, is appealing to the empathy of women. I know that women are the gatekeepers in the family. And
mm-hmm.
I know that if I can access the mind and the stillness of a woman for a few minutes in reading this book, then that's huge for me. The same way I approach my conversations with women, by appealing to the empathy muscle of the woman that I'm speaking to or the woman that's in front of me. And I know if we can connect very cerebrally
mm-hmm.
that way, then I have the ability to make a deposit that can ultimately be a paradigm shifter.
Awesome. Awesome. The title of the book, A Journey of Life on Purpose, that title, we all understand the journey. We all understand life, but we don't all understand on purpose.
On purpose has to do with intentionality. This is not just about purpose, but it's living life intentionally. It's about walking
mm-hmm.
into spaces with intention and with the knowledge that you have something not just to share, not just to learn, but something that can be resonant, something that you can leave that's still in the room when you have left. About living, you know what I mean? And I'm finally owning that. And it's about intentionality. It's about being courageous enough to be exactly who you are.
Mm.
And I want women to be able to own that. I want people to know that when they wake up, regardless of their circumstances, that they have the ability to be intentional about what it is they do and say, how they move, mm-hmm. how they shake someone's hand, how they make eye contact, how they meet someone in the spirit without even uttering a word.
Yeah.
It's about intention.
Power. Power. And yeah, and with that purpose, there's power. There's power within that's released that fuels you to really lock into what purpose means for your life. But unless you have, you can have a candle and it can have a wick, but unless somebody puts fire to it, there is no light. So as it is with this book written by Avril Somerville, A Journey of Life on Purpose, we may be those candles, we may be the wicks, but the writing that she's done in this book will be a fire to ignite what's on the inside of us to cause us to really open up and be reflective so that the world can see, yeah, I'm a candle, but I'm a 5'5", big hip, you know, this is my hair, this is my complexion, this is who I am, but regardless, I don't look like you, I don't sound like you, I don't go where you go, I don't do what you do, but I light the path according to what's been placed on the inside of me, and I've now been able to connect with another sister who's given
me credibility
that I am exactly who I am on purpose.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yay.
It is such an honor to bring this forward. It really is. It is such an honor to bring it forward. I do feel as if it's one of my gifts to the world and to the women that will read it. In the same vein, I'm thankful for all the women readers who sat in focus groups and the beta readers who helped to bring this book forward and gave a critical eye to its reading. Thankful for my own hubby, my own mom, all the supporters that I've had with this book. And now it is on its way. So it'll be in somebody's Kindle on July 4th.
It'll be in mine. Amen.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me share more about the work with your listeners.
Amen. I'm so honored to be able to aid you in releasing this to the world, because I do believe that it's going to leave a footprint in each life that's going to be a part of them making their next footprint. So I'm excited. So again, Avril, tell the listening audience how they can get your book. Share with them about your blog, everything about, on, Summer Empress. What's the next thing? What's the next thing?
Well, Summer Empress is now a publisher. Summer Empress is S as in Sam, O-M, as in Mary, E-R-E-M-P-R-E-S-S. You can go to summerempress.com where I have a blog as well as some information on the book. You can also go to amazon.com and type up Avril Somerville, S-O-M-E-R-V-I-L-L-E. And you can find A Journey of Life on Purpose, or you can just go to Amazon.com and enter A Journey of Life on Purpose, and you will see the ordering instructions for Kindle app. And on July 4th, it will be available for paperback as well on all online retailers, including Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Nook, and Kobo. So I am very excited about that. I encourage you to subscribe to the blog so you can stay up to date on any new releases, because there will be new releases. This is number one. Speaking engagements and so on. So if you are interested in me coming out to your women's organization or sanctuary or maybe a sorority to speak, I will be happy to do so. You can always use the contact form on summerempress.com, and we can take it from there.
Amen. 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 Well, Avril, thank you. Thank you again for joining us, for empowering us tonight. by sharing a part of your journey in this release, A Journey of Life on Purpose, Creativity, Love, Womanhood, Community, Race, and Identity.
Amen. Thank
These
you.
These are all written on purpose that each of us
yes.
be blessed. Listeners, thank you for joining us, those who called in and those who were in the chat room. I want to encourage you to, once this is finished, and it'll be downloaded on my Facebook page for all of you who are my Facebook friends, please share this with other women, ones that you feel are in a good place and those that you feel are not in the best place.
Yes.
Share this with them. Share with them so that they can be blessed by what God has done through Avril.
Thank you, Val.
Please, 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 please. I feel in my heart that this has to go, this has to go forward. So, Avril, what
yes.
I'm going to do to you, I know that your autographed copies have mostly been sold. Is that correct?
Yes, we have a second batch coming in this week, hopefully. But, yes,
okay,
it has been a very successful Autograph by the Author pre-sale campaign. That was pretty amazing. I was blown away by the success of it. I'm very, very, very grateful. So we have another wave coming in. But, yes, you can also order autographed copies on my website on summerempress.com. You will see a link that says buy now via PayPal, and autographed copies will go directly to you as long as you're in the United States. Now, if you're outside the United States, you will have to go to Amazon.com and pre-order for the Kindle or on July 4th, get the paperback. Yes,
okay,
support
so
matters. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to sow a seed to bless 5 people who respond from this broadcast. I'm going to purchase their book.
And salary, and I can take a percent of those proceeds. I would like to donate to one of my favorite organizations called A Long Walk Home. It is for awareness of sexual violence and towards women and girls. It's an organization
awesome.
That raises awareness of sexual harassment and abuse and suffered by young girls and women. So if you're sowing that seed, I would take the first 20% of that. I'll make a donation to A Long Walk Home on their behalf.
Awesome, awesome. Well, that's going to be done. So for those who are listening now or those who will listen later, the word is purpose. If you message Avril, either Facebook or however you get to her, go to summerempress.com and message her. The key word is purpose. So the first 5 who reach out and use the keyword purpose, you'll be blessed. Empowerment Place will, Empowerment Place will bless you with a copy
Wonderful.
Of this book.
Wonderful.
Okay?
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Valerie.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Want to close this out?
Amen. Yes, I am. I am. I am. You pray. Yeah, you pray.
Okay. Well, I will say a brief prayer. Thank you, God, for most merciful, most gracious God. We thank you for allowing this space, this opportunity to have this forum and to talk to several other women that we know will be blessed by this broadcast. We thank you for gathering their hearts and minds and getting us all into alignment regarding the subjects that this book, this gift, A Journey of Life on Purpose, will bring forward. We thank you for the sanctity of this space and the sharing and the necessity of the transparency that we continue to insist upon in our relationships, in our sisterhood, in our intimate circles, in our conversations. Lord, we ask that you continue to direct our steps and our hearts, dear God. May we be civil, Lord, but may we also speak truth, dear God. May we challenge injustice where it resides. May we challenge prejudice where it resides, dear God, and seek to do your work here on this earth. We ask you to continue to go with us in our spaces, in our family, in our homes, in our relationships, dear God. As we read, may we be enlightened and empowered, and may we reauthenticate our gifts and our purpose while we are here on this earth, that we may serve. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Huh. Okay. Yay. Yay. I'm in a place. Yeah, I'm in a place.
Good.
Listen, thank you so much for joining us on this evening. You know, at the Empowerment Place, we encourage you every day to do something to empower yourself. Once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. What takes place in your life, what happens, really depends on you. Each of us is the key to our own empowerment. So let's go ahead and grab the reins. Let's go ahead and be responsible. Let's go ahead and take the necessary steps to fulfill the purpose that God placed us in the earth to fulfill. Join us again on this Sunday at 8 o'clock a.m. for another relevant kingdom teaching. Here at the Empowerment Place, I will be releasing the word on Sunday morning, unless the Lord says something different. But please join us. Buy this book. Buy it for yourself. Buy it for all your sisters, your mama, your cousins. Buy the book.
Yeah.
Be a blessing.
All of them. Yes.
Yeah, for all of them. Get the book.
All right.
Avril, I love you so much. Come back and be with us again the next time you do something big. We'll be ready.
All right. Well, thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
Take care.
Good evening.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.